Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure. Touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Hanley.
It is the 14th day of July already. Good evening and welcome to another edition of The Blue Table with Mervyn Hanley. I have Rohan Isles with me tonight, and we will speak on a recent development on Nevis. But before we do that, we are going to hear from the Development Bank of St. Kitts and Nevis and Anchor Podcast. If you're here for the very first time, we ask that you download our app, the podcast app, and you search for The Blue Table with Mervyn Hanley. Download the app so you can get notifications and you can be kept abreast on the latest developments, breaking news, and what's happening in and around the Caribbean. Yes. So tell you what, let's take a break and we will be right back.
Been working out for you and for me. Been dancing our dreams, providing loans for our families. Development passing is the business for me. For we, years of commitment, providing loans and development for communities. Yeah. Development bank is working for me. Sustaining a positive nation for you and I. Development bank is working for me. Development bank is working for me. Yeah. Celebrating 40 years of development back to St. Kitts and Nevis.
Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure. Touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online and overseas.
And we're back at the Blue Table with Rohan Isles. A pleasant good night to you.
Good night, brother. How are you doing?
I am good. How are you? And how are you coping? I think in Nevis there is a 9 p.m. curfew. I am sure that is better than the 6 p.m. curfew. And I am also sure that's better than a 24-hour lockdown.
I'm doing well. I'm coping much better. We're at 9 p.m. 1,000 times better than 24-hour lockdown and far better than a 6 p.m. I mean, it gives people a bit more time.
Mm-hmm.
It eases the rotting. So, yeah, we are content with the 9 for now. I think in 2 weeks' time or just under 2 weeks, that will be reviewed. And the general consensus is that we get away from the curfew altogether. So we are hopeful here in.
Okay. And that is, of course, if you do not get, God forbid, I'm not wishing it, but of course, the COVID is just out there, and especially the Delta variant that is moving faster than light, that is moving faster than a rocket.
Yeah, probably the fastest spreading strain or variant of the COVID-19, that's the Delta variant. You know, in some quarters here in St. Kitts and Nevis, people are of the view that regardless of what the COVID situation is, another lockdown would not be welcomed and would not, in a sense, suffice to do anything with regards to another spread. But of course, that decision is in the hands of the COVID-19 task force. People are seeing at this point in time, however, that we are supposed to be looking at strategies to
mm-hmm.
deal with those situations while the country remains open. Of course, you know, a little earlier today, I got a little snippet of a commentary that was being done by former CMO Patrick Martin.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, there was an allusion to the fact that the Chamber of Industry and Commerce here in St. Kitts and Nevis seems to be heavily at play when it comes to the decisions that are made with regards to the state of the country and this COVID-19 pandemic. So You know, that is something regular people are going to look at in terms of how do they balance the fairness of how the situation is played out. Big business continues to seemingly have great influence.
And I'm happy that you brought that up, but I want to get into something first and then we can go back to that, shall we? So we are focused tonight, folks, on St. Kitts and Nevis in particular. And I am very calm tonight, Rohan. I didn't have any Red Bull or whatever else tonight. And that latest drink, what's the name of it? Let me tell you, there's a drink that someone asked me the other day if I am taking when I'm on the Blue Table, because of when I'm passionate about an issue, that drink is called, I am looking for it. Is it Rude? Wait. I can soon get it. I'm going to get it. It's called, Rude Boy. Rude Boy. Keep away from that drink, okay? Just Google Rude Boy if you haven't, just research it. All right? I am calm tonight. I'm very calm tonight. And I promise not to get hype for whatever purposes. No, I cannot promise that. But let's talk about something. Let's listen to this clip from the Minister of Culture on Nevis, the Honorable Eric Evelyn. And I'll ask you about it on the other end. Listen.
We are hoping to have Calypso tents on August the 14th and the 28th. We are proposing to have the Soca Monarch semifinals on Saturday, September the 4th. The Senior Calypso semifinals on Sunday, September the 5th. On Sunday, September the 12th, we are planning to have a fashion show that will showcase our fashion designers on the island of Nevis. And we do have quite a lot of very talented fashion designers on the island of Nevis. And when we go quickly to our official activities, on Thursday, September 16th, at National Heroes Day, we are planning what we call a Culture Pot, that is a production stage by the Nevis Cultural Development Foundation to showcase the best of Division culture. And the event would feature a blend of traditional folklore, folk music, contemporary dance, along with calypso and soca performances. On Friday, the 17th of September, Poets in the Square, lunchtime performances at the War Memorial Square in Charlestown by some of the Federation's best poets. And on the evening of Friday, September 17th, the Night of Steel, a steel band competition between some of the Federation's leading steel orchestras. Saturday, the 18th of September, Nevisian Heritage Day, an initiative of the Ministry of Tourism highlighting Nevisian cuisine, folklore, and folk music at the Heritage Village in Fothergills. And then on the evening, we have the Soca Monarch Contest. And this contest, of course, will target 8 finalists competing in the groovy category and 8 finalists competing in the power category. Then on Sunday, September 19th, Independence Day, the Senior Calypso Finals, where we will see 8 finalists singing in 2 rounds of calypso, and that they will be backed by an all-star band, carefully selected from across St. Kitts and Nevis. Then on Monday, September 20th, Independence Day, and I want vaccinated persons to listen carefully to this one, because we have been encouraging people to get vaccinated all along, and sometimes there are advantages to being vaccinated, Mr. President. I believe you have been fully vaccinated. So I believe you will take advantage of this activity. What we are proposing on Monday, the 20th of September, which will be a public holiday, T-shirt mass, and that we are proposing that activity for fully vaccinated revelers only. And it will be hosted at the Villa Grounds, and the event will run from 1 to 7 p.m. And what we are proposing to do is to sell some T-shirt packages ahead of the event to fully vaccinated persons only. So only if you're fully vaccinated will you be able to attend that function.
Mm-hmm. That was the Honorable Eric Evelyn Rohan, and I'm going to share with you what I said on social media earlier today on my Facebook page. And I said that Nevis It appears the government has found monies to host a fete during our independence celebrations in September. If that's their priority, that's fine. My disappointment comes when a period such as Independence Day, a day we celebrate our freedom, a day a nation comes together to celebrate our gains, to celebrate our people, a day to promote unity. We have taken this day to separate our people, the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. Find another date or spend those monies on the poor and needy in these brown times. This is not a good look. There were many comments on that post. Rohan, your thoughts on what you've just heard from the Honorable Eric Evelyn?
You know, it stings twice as hard hearing it, what, the third or fourth time now. You know what, Marvin? Hearing it alone doesn't even do justice to the actuality of the presentation. If you saw if you saw him, you know, seeing him and hearing him, you get a different kind of feel, because it is almost as if there was some kind of joy in creating the separation between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. As if to say, listen, it almost came across as more of a punishment to the people who, for whatever reason, has chosen at this point not to be vaccinated or can't be vaccinated. It was like a stick it to them kind of mentality.
I thought that his tone was a bit aggressive in the approach. Maybe he could have been more, warm in his presentation, but it came across very aggressive. And I've received that concern or complaint from a number of folks who were very surprised by his tone. But this is not the first time folks have been talking about the tone of the Honorable Minister. Maybe that's his tone when he's passionate about his stance, when he's passionate about certain issues. So folks would take that as something else. But there are others, there are some who are saying no, that the Honorable Minister over the past year or two, that his tone to issues have raised eyebrows. Have you noticed that, or are people just hearing what is not there?
No, I can understand people, you know, you get passionate and your emotions rise and rage and however you want to describe it. And so you get off or come off a certain way. But that is completely different to controlled temperament. And for me, this is his controlled temperament. This is what this is how he wants to come off then, because this isn't the first time, as you are alluding to. We can go back to two other instances. I can remember him in his quest for federal office. It's as if, you know, you can't have a different view to him, or, you know, he's going to talk to you in this condescending, or come across in this condescending kind of way. A specific instance is the talk in some quarters were two jobs and how do you function in two jobs. Mm-hmm. And you know, of course, NRP put forward an argument that, okay, you do two jobs. At one point it was two jobs, but not two salaries, because you can't commit 8 hours to two. Okay. That's what it is. But I remember him saying, well, making a comparison between ordinary, hardworking, poor people who really have no choice but to work two jobs in order to basically sustain their families and sustain their livelihoods. And he made a comparison in the most egregious of ways, trying to make equal representation of him getting almost $30,000 a month to regular people barely making $3,500 a month. And his tone was so aggressive and so condescending and so mean-spirited.
Did he say then?
No, if my memory serves me correctly, what is the difference between him working two jobs and getting two pays? Is some of us work for government at one job and then go to Four Seasons and work another job and we get our two salaries.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is what his statement was.
Okay.
And you know, again, to see it and to hear it would have been something different. And then I think there was another instance when he said, you know, there are those people who are making noise about jobs and whatever else, and those who Those who don't have jobs now, after the next election, still won't have any jobs.
Was he talking... I just want to make sure. The those that he was talking about, is he talking about his political opponents who... Or the CCM's political opponents who's trying to get into government? Or do you think he was speaking about people, the ordinary citizens who were out there criticizing potential two salaries?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're going to talk about people, if you're going to talk about political candidates who are criticizing your desire for two jobs, one would think you go directly at them. It has been done before. They have done it before. You go directly at the individual. It was only three of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you were referring to Messrs. Hanley, Daly, and Nisbet at the time,
mm-hmm.
then you directly refer to them, or you directly refer to the person who is opposing you at the time, who was Hanley. But when you say those who are making noise, it's everybody who is criticizing you. You're putting into that board.
Okay.
And so that is. Both his political opponents and those who are saying, listen, you know, maybe you should focus on Nevis alone at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I look at it now, it has come full circle to be a truth that he really should have been paying attention or paid attention to St. George's or should still be paying attention to St. George's because, of course,
mm-hmm.
You're seeing what is happening or what is not happening in St. George's. So, that has been, as you have said, in the last year and a half, the kind of attitude he has developed. And, I will say this, that when I speak to people in certain quarters, I get the impression that they have known that is how he has been. For them, it's no surprise. For me, I've known the gentleman for a number of years. He and I, to my knowledge, get along well. There's no personal animosity there, and so you know when I see and hear certain things from him, from his first two instances, I was really shocked that was the posture he decided to take. This last one here is a you know when you want to colloquially say tell somebody a good,
mm-hmm.
you know, take that. That is how he came off.
So you're saying that the Honorable Eric Evelyn is similar to the Honorable Alexis Jeffers, because Alexis Jeffers is just what you described, but that's for another day. But we're speaking about the minister responsible for culture at this time.
Yeah, I mean, I just felt that if you're going to make an announcement like that, of course, you know, people, you know, divisions are very much in tuned and very much love their Culturama and look forward to their Culturama on a yearly basis. And so people are looking forward to this activity, whether they're vaccinated or they're not vaccinated, right? And then here comes the minister, and the minister is almost as if the vaccine before culture. So this is a vaccine issue, not an issue of having some cultural activity, mm-hmm. no Culturama activity. This is an issue of vaccination. That is what I'm getting.
Rohan, tell you, before we go any further, I'm sorry. We're pressed against a break, so let's do that. We're going to hear from Carl and Sons on St. Martin. And yes, Carl and Sons on St. Martin. Let's do that right now.
It's been a while that you're thinking or dreaming of your new home. Let Affluent Homes turn that dream into reality. Leave it to us to deliver. A team of architects and designers have created award-winning designs. We will work with you to develop the distinctive look you envision. For real estate development, property sales and management, you must think of Affluent Homes Limited. Check out our website at www.affluenthomesnevis.com or email us merchant@merchantlc.com or call us today at 1-869-665-2121. Affluent Homes Limited.
I'm very hungry.
Whoa, was that your stomach? You need to get on down to Carl & Son's Unique Bakery, your number one spot for sandwiches, pastries, cakes, and more for breakfast and lunch. Are you in a rush? Call in your order at 543-1059 for town and 544-2462 for Cold Bay. Follow their Facebook page to see their daily lunch specials. Carl & Sons, the right choice since 1982.
Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure. Touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Hanley.
Thank you, and in case you're just joining us, I'm here with Rohan Isles, and we're dealing with speaking about a situation on Nevis. Well, not a situation per se, but a topic, a hot topic, a trending topic regarding a fete that will be hosted by the Nevis Island Administration, a part of, they call it Culturama activities in September. Culturama was supposed to be held in August. But of course, due to the COVID situation, and I assume the preparations were all up in the air and the plans. So they're having some activities in the month of September over the Independence holiday weekend. So we're discussing that, where it was decided that only vaccinated persons can attend a particular fete, and the unvaccinated, I guess you'll spend the day at the beach. Rohan. Continue.
Yeah, you gotta be careful with the day at the beach, because we're not sure if that would be allowed.
Oh well, yeah, I was trying to be a bit smart there, sarcastic, but yes, you're right, Rohan.
If that was me as the Minister of Culture, my presentation would have been simple. It would have been, I would have said something like, owing to the fact that we have not had in normal culture and activity over the past 2 years, we have found a window where we can have some activities. Of course, it is over the Independence weekend. We are not going to take away from the Independence festivities. We are going to try to merge the two. At this point in time, because we are still in the pandemic, we want to ensure that we are doing our best to ensure the safety of our patrons. And so there are some fetes that are going to be specifically earmarked for vaccinated persons. That doesn't mean that we are not going to try to cater to the unvaccinated individuals, because, of course, you're still humans in an environment that is testing, and everybody wants to have some downtime, some relaxing time, and so we are going to try to do that. We want people to feel that they are still a part of a Nevis, of course, a Nevis that belongs to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, people have that dream, we talk about that American dream, that there is that Nevisian dream, that you're treated equally and fairly. I don't want people to go away with the notion that if you are not vaccinated, that you're some kind of threat to national security through this global pandemic. Because very well, we may have had situations where people would have had COVID-19 and recovered and not a soul even knew about it,
Mm-hmm.
So I would have, tried to temper my remarks in a way that the vaccinated can say, there are some benefits to it, and the unvaccinated wouldn't feel as if I'm trying to slight them or trying to target them. Because his comments that led up to the official announcement were things like, I want the vaccinated to listen carefully, and we've been encouraging people to vaccinate and so on. So it's all you get this kind of spite attitude, and that wasn't good. But you know Mervyn, when I read your post, I was like, you said if that is your priority, and I shook my head, because currently businesses here in Nevis, we're hearing of suspensions and trying to force the mandatory vaccine platform. People may even well be on the list to be terminated if they've, ultimately decide not to take the vaccine. And in a time when people, individuals are struggling economically in terms of that money base, the money isn't as we saw it in one video, the Chinese man said, money not there. And for many, money isn't there. But you find you have businesses that are saying, listen, you don't take the vaccine, X, Y, Z is going to happen to you. And these are the kind of things we are seeing. And so rather than trying to help the poor people in Nevis, here we come with this distraction, this FET, because people like FET more than being employed.
People like fit more than feeding their family. People like fit more than sustaining their livelihoods. The funny thing is, the fit isn't even free. So if people don't have money, you have in fit, you sell in packages. I guess the packages are $1 for $1. So we'll see on that.
Hmm.
And so, you know, this administration has shown over the past months that they have no interest in defending our democratic rights to choose. Unless, of course, you're going to vote for the same in an election, then they have no problem with that. And so we are more interested in hosting a vaccinated Fed. You know, forget independence too, because I haven't heard anything about independence, and we're under 2 months away from what should be the nation's 38th anniversary of independence.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't heard anything about that. And so forget what it means. Forget our freedoms and our liberties. We're going to go fit. We're those who vax, because everybody else get wet, because they can't go fit. We could go deeper, Marvin, and ask ourselves, how many of the vaccinated persons are either interested in the Fed or going to the Fed?
Mm-hmm. How is this?
Are we going to have a gospel? Are we having a gospel session?
I don't know.
I'm just asking.
I don't know. I just... but we know... But Rohan, though... We know that this day was coming. That would have come. We know that would come. We know this. Yeah. We know that businesses. We know that businesses would have said, you know what? If you're not vaccinated, you can't work here, or you can't. We can't partner with you. You know that this was coming. So for those of us who knew that all of this was going to happen, should we act surprised that when businesses, don't get me wrong, I understand that the businesses on Nevis or St. Kitts and Nevis who have taken a stance in saying, if you're not vaccinated, you have to go home. And I know that's pretty hard. That is tough. And some of the memos that I have read, lacks empathy, and it's just, you read those memos and the shrewd businessmen and women who would have signed off on those memos, and it's like, to hell with you. There were no empathy shown, and that is my issue, because I understand business and I understand where they're coming from. But I believe that, and even some, because you have this deadline, you within weeks you say to your employees, you take it or you go home. Employees who fear for their lives, like, I really do not want to take this. I do have genuine concerns about this vaccine. Yes, don't get me wrong. They have taken many, all of us have taken many vaccines growing up, and we don't even know what we took, but we took them, right? But this, we still have to understand where the genuine ones, some of these people are coming from. And they had to take them. And some people, they're feeling that they took the vaccine against their will, and they would have to live with that. I took the vaccine because, for me, I am of the firm belief that I am protecting myself from lessening the dangers of the vaccines and any variant, and also because I want to protect those around me as well. But I also took the vaccine because I love to travel, and I also know that there are stipulations with different countries regarding traveling. So, you know, but we must also understand that actions, they do have consequences. And I guess these are some of the harsh consequences. And I feel for these people. But at the same time, I know one young lady at this firm, at this company. They sent out in Nevis, they sent out an email or whatever. They did a memo, and they told their staff, informed their staff. Well, at least they gave their staff, 30 days, you get the vaccine or that's it, basically. And, you know, the young lady, she had many, many concerns, much concerns about the vaccine because of her situation or whatever the case may be. And so today she's without a job. And this is the sad reality, the very sad reality.
Yeah, I mean, again, for me, to take the vaccine is a personal choice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the vaccine is a medical choice. It's not a business choice. It's not a political choice. Mm-hmm. It's a medical choice. And I ask myself, How would you know if I have taken the vaccine or not?
That's easy, Rohan. You'll have to provide the proof that the vaccine was taken. Okay. So that's easy.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
Mm-hmm.
Which constitution, which democratic country, gives businesses the right, the power and the authority? And where have you seen it, except in certain cases, that demand for your medical history for employment? There are reasons why these things are prohibited.
Mm-hmm.
There are reasons why they are not allowed, first and foremost, because of discrimination. And I'm seeing a lot of potential for discrimination in these issues. Today, I saw the Honorable Minister of Entertainment talking about government's creation of a portal. But when you want to go to events,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Any individual can access the portal and know if you're vaccinated or if you're not vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going when we are just willingly giving people's medical information already? I know people are going to say, you know, it's a global pandemic. It is just to control the virus. But if you're going to do it now, what is to stop us from saying, okay, well, this situation is akin to a global pandemic because I want to protect XYZ? You've got to be careful of the roads you're walking. Now, when you talk about big, I understand big business has, listen, you have a right to protect your business, but there's a humane way to do it. Now, what is the guaranteed method of controlling the spread of COVID-19? Is it not the wearing of masks, social distancing and sanitizing? When the world was falling on its face, isn't that what the world agreed to would slow down? And did slow down the spread of COVID-19? Any doctor would tell you today there is no real guarantee from the vaccine. Today will tell you that. Because remember in the first instance they said that the vaccine is 100% guaranteed to do XYZ, one of which was prevent death.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on we got the statistics. People who got Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca still caught COVID-19, and they were unfortunately people who passed, having been fully vaccinated. Isn't that the case? And so my argument is, why aren't we giving our employees, especially in this difficult time, another option? Why are we hard, fast, and forcing people to be vaccinated? There is our humanity in this kind of situation. Could you imagine young pregnant women, single mothers who are being told they have to go home? Because, you know, their concern is this. I don't know what long-term effects these things are going to have on my unborn child, and no doctor can predict and can see what are the consequences therein.
I know, because the vaccine that I took the other day, I just read the first couple of lines and I got anxiety and I said, no, I'm not reading that. Neurological, whatever it was, whatever vaccine it was. But I read that about the, this can cause some neurological stuff and whatever, blah, blah, blah. And those first two lines, I got anxiety, and I was like, nah, I'm not reading this. And I said, the devil, you are a liar, right? And, I'm happy that I did, though. I am happy that I took the vaccine and I'm, you know, and fully vaccinated, and yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that too, but I mean, I try telling people, listen, as individuals, you're going to react differently to what has been placed in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And when doctors and scientists speak, they speak on a general level.
Yes.
They speak about how majority is expected to respond, because they don't know how individually you're going to respond. You know, all I'm saying is governments are hired to serve in the best interest of the people. And so just as they're out there pushing the vaccine, they must be also out there trying to protect their people from discrimination, suspension and dismissals. You can't tell a man if you don't disclose your COVID-19 status, I'm going to fire you. Really, that is where we are going. I don't like it. I don't like it. I believe that there is some place. There's a middle ground here. I mean, let us continue with the non-pharmaceuticals, the wearing of masks.
So how is it then? How is it then that the government?
I want to ask, though, before you go on to that, is if unvaccinated individuals are not allowed to work, then surely unvaccinated individuals must not be allowed to shop.
But they have to shop for their family.
I mean, you don't want unvaccinated people working for you. Why do you want unvaccinated people in your store?
And how is it then to, very well, you got me there. How is it then, Rohan, that the government, or well, they are encouraging this with the well, they have, I am using the word encourage because I have not seen a statement from government to say that they are not on, they do not speak the language of the major corporations, right? So, but I'm, but what's curious though is that they're not, well, at least not yet, I'm not hearing anything about civil servants. They're not saying anything about the civil servants. I know they have been encouraging the civil servants to take the vaccine, but they have not touched yet the civil service. But I guess the public sector, the private sector was an easier way to go, at least for now. And speaking of civil servants, this is where, you know what I heard the other day? Reliably informed, Rohan. And this is disappointing and it is sad that the premier, to his credit, he has been pushing the vaccine morning, noon, and night. Right?
Yes.
Social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, WhatsApp updates. He has been pushing the vaccine. Any and everywhere. He has been pushing the vaccine. A man on a mission. Mm-hmm. Only to find out that their top officials, even under the premier, who have not, and when I say under the premier, whether in his ministries, whatever portfolios, finance, premier's ministry, wherever, they have not taken the vaccine. So you are pushing this vaccine, but then you have all these officials, and I say all these because it's not just one or two, heads of department, and stuff. So if you can't get your message to resonate at home, how you expect to get your message resonate to the people of Nevis? And this is why I understand and I feel his frustration, and I don't have to defend him because he is frustrated, because not just because of the regular citizen out there not taking the vaccine, but his own people, whether it's permanent secretaries, whether it's, they have not taken the vaccine, some of them. Heads of department, they have not taken the vaccine. And these are the same freaking people who's going to sit in an office or sit in a meeting and say we have to cut this and that because of COVID, and because this person not taking the vaccine, or because COVID has caused so much damage to the economy, so we have to cut back. But you are not helping to resolve the economic situation on the island. But they sit in their leather chairs and make these decisions, and they're not vaccinated. Man, give me a damn break. I promise to be calm tonight, you know, Rohan.
You answered your own question when you asked what of civil servants and why you haven't heard, and that is why you haven't heard anything. That is the crux. That is the accoutrements in the mortar, because what is he going to do to regular low-lying and line staff civil servants when, as you would have clearly indicated, the quote-unquote headhunters and top hunters haven't acceded to his call?
Man, is the premier afraid of them? Any PS? I don't know who. Well, I may know. But any PS out there who is not vaccinated, the premier needs to send that PS on vacation. If you want people to be so vaccinated and to help you to meet your monthly obligations and not depend on Sinkits, don't get me wrong. When I say depend on Sinkits in terms of this is what is coming up every month or whatever the case may be. But if you want to show that level of confidence and independence, and you want to pay salaries, and you want to do this, and you want the economy going, and I know he wants something happen. He wants it. But you can't have the same people around you in meetings who are not vaccinated and making the... Man, come on. Send them home. Send them on vacation. Well, they're going to get pissed still, but send them home. And tell them you can't be here. What is good for the goose? What is saying? Say, what's good for the goose, good for the gander? I mean, man, come on, man. Come on. Come on. We can't have it both ways. You're putting all this pressure on the private sector. The Chamber of Commerce. You're putting all this pressure on the young man there in Fountain or over in Bat Village, the young lady who's barely making $2,000 a month. Go get vaccinated. You're putting pressure on people with medical conditions, but they're not going to say they have medical conditions. but they feel pressured. And your own people around you are not vaccinated. Heads of department not vaccinated. People in around the COVID task force not vaccinated. I said around. I didn't say who and what. But I'm just saying. Rohan, let me tell you something, right? It's a lot of things I bite my lip and my tongue for, you know. Because there are things that I know. And these people, you want the best. You're talking about you want the best for your country, your best for your island. And you love the CCM government and you love the premier. But at the same time, screw that. I'm not getting vaccinated. And you want to continue to make decisions on COVID? COVID? You know, God knows why he probably doesn't put power in some people's hands. And that's maybe I am one of them because that couldn't happen around me. Go ahead, Rohan.
That is particularly, that has to be frustrating though. I mean, you don't believe in the mission. So you work for your high ranking paying government official, you work for the government, you believe in everything else except the fact that you should be vaccinated. Seven except those who can't be vaccinated. So I guess in some quarters that is why there hasn't been any policies crafted or any policy pressure being put on anybody who works for government. Because if the canopy of government isn't following or isn't believing in the leader's mission, then
man, that's a bunch of whole BS. I mean, and the premier, he has strength for who he has strength for, but he needs to get down on some others.
He best find it for who he need it for, and not who he want it for.
I mean, I love the man, and I want him to succeed, because if he succeeds, of course, it's great for Nevis. It is great for Nevis, but this is a whole bunch of malarkey right now. But we were talking about the dance, Rohan, the fete as well. So do you believe that? What do you think? Should the fete be held? Should they change the timing of the fete? What do you think as we wrap up?
Well, the fete is going to, as far as, you know, my belief is the fete is going to happen. I am not anti those kind of activities. As I said, people are in need of some kind of downtime activity. I just feel that the tone and the manner in which it was brought to the people wasn't nice, and it would have been nicer if there were considerations for people who haven't taken the vaccine at this time. We, at the end of the day, Marvin, no matter how you slice it, dice it, or cut it, the humans first. None of us asked for COVID-19. None of us wants COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
People are still trying to enjoy their life and to enjoy their freedoms and to enjoy their liberties. And you know, as people who are, as you continue to see people who are hired and employed by the masses, we ought to do better in the representation of our people. So that is what is going to happen. I am hopeful that we'll have some independence activities as well. Independence is very significant. And it is important for our country and for our young people as well. So let's hope we have some of that.
Rohan Iles.
Come September. So.
Rohan Iles, I thank you so much for joining us tonight. As usual, as normal, as always, at the Blue Table. And we're back tomorrow to wrap up for the week. Thank you again, Rohan Iles.
You're welcome, Matt. Have a good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time here at the Blue Table. Do join us again tomorrow evening for a similar presentation. Remember, if you have not signed up or downloaded the app as yet, you can do so in your app store. Search for The Blue Table with Mervyn Hanley. Have a good night. We'll talk tomorrow. God bless.
Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure. Touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice to your tragedy. Television, online, and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Hanley.